Hello and welcome to the brand new podcast with Mike Kim. You are tuned into the show dedicated to helping you build an epic, iconic, profitable, fun, engaging, influential, and all the other good adjectives that are out there for your personal brand. Welcome to episode 39. You can tell I'm pretty pumped up about today's episode, as I am always, because I'm so grateful you tune in, put me in your earbuds, or wherever you play this show, in the car, on your workout, on your walk, doing the errands. As always, I'm so honored to be a part of your personal brand journey, and today in episode 39, we're going to cover some stuff that not a lot of people talk about, and I'm going to kind of get under your skin, maybe, not guaranteed, but maybe, if you find that some of this stuff applies to you. We're going to be talking about the three C's. Now, I know that everybody's got like the three C's out there, but I think this one's different. You know, not a lot of people talk about these three C's: courses, coaches, or consultants. So I'm going to kind of peel back the layers, unveil kind of the way that I approach these three things, which are all good in of themselves. But what I see a lot of people do in the personal brand space is not really think through these three things. How to know which one to invest in at what point in your business. So I'm hoping this will save you time, frustration, and yes, money, even if it means that you say no to a course or a book or a product or an event that's out there that just seems irresistible. I'm going to kind of be the splash of cold water on your face. I don't mean in your face. I don't want to be on your face either. You get what I'm saying, right? Just kind of like, yo, snap out of it. Let's really think this through before you make this huge investment in some of this stuff. Okay, so quick reminder, all of today's show notes are going to be at mikekim.com/039 for episode 39. I hope it's going to be there. Last week on the previous episode, I had a major issue with trying to figure out my podcast feed. Could not get that thing to upload into my podcast channels, iTunes, you name it. There's something going on. I don't know that I've totally figured out what the issue is. But right now, you can't listen to like some of the earliest episodes of the podcast. You can only like listen to the last 20. So I'm gonna call in some of my friends and figure out what's going on and see if I can get that all worked out. But right now, it's right now. We're right in the moment. So let's get right into it. Okay, so let's talk honestly, okay, honestly about this whole deal with coaches or courses or consultants and how to know which one to invest in. Now, here's the thing. You and I, we find ourselves in kind of like this odd predicament, don't we? While the masses around us seem pretty content with staying average, here you and I are. We're on this podcast together. You're investing time and listen to the show. You've probably invested money in a couple of courses or products or at least books. You've probably put in a lot of energy in consuming that kind of content. You may even joined a mastermind group, whether it's free or paid, like I talked about a few weeks ago. You may have gone to conferences. You may have done coaching calls. All this sort of stuff. None of these things are bad, mind you, right? None of them are bad. But here's the key. You have to be strategic and apply some common sense, really, honestly. If I could just be honest, as to why you are investing at this particular time in any one of these three things, a course, a coach, or a consultant. Now, I've invested my share of time and energy and money in these three things. And the most important piece of advice I can give you would be for you to be absolutely crystal clear on why you are making a move forward in any one of these three things. These are investments of time, energy, and money. So they should not be taken lightly. So here's how I approach it. It does not have to be gospel, but I do think it warrants a little bit of consideration because I found this to be really effective. And I know how important a course, a coach, or a consultant can be to your personal brand business. I just want to help you get some strategic insight and oversight and like a bird's eye view on how to approach all this so that you don't end up frustrated and wasting money and wasting time. Okay, so when should you invest in a course? Simply put, a course should teach you how to do something. And preferably that something is a skill or a process that, okay, please hear me, either saves you money or brings in money And this course is something that you should plan to implement within the first 30 days of purchase. Now, will you make money in the first 30 days when you buy a course? Not necessarily. It really depends. But these things that I just mentioned to you are my personal criteria when I decide to invest in a course or not. Now, I can just hear you, right? Oh, Mike, stop being such a dictator about this. Don't you know that, like, you know, Mr. Guru out there or Ms. Guru won't be opening this course until next year? What if I miss the opportunity? Yo, listen, okay? Then join it next year. Join it next year. Don't let the scarcity thing drive you over the edge and completely make you blind as to the common sense reason of why you would join a course, right? So truth time, okay? Getting under skin time now. How many courses have you invested in over the past 1 year, let's just say? I'm leaving a pause on purpose for that question to sink in and bother you a little bit. Okay, don't worry, it gets worse. How many of those courses have you actually completed? Or how many of those courses have you completed and actually implemented in your business? Ouch, right? It's going to get worse before it gets better. Okay. How much money have you spent on these courses? Listen, I know how much some of these courses cost. Okay. Have you spent $1,000 on one course? Maybe $1,997? I mean, Mike, it's not so bad. You know, I bought this course. Well, that course cost $297. Well, you know, Mike, I bought this other course. Well, and that course cost $397 or $597. Listen, I'm very up to date on what happens in the online information age course niche, if you will. Okay, I know the prices. You know, I bought it for $597. It was a great rate because it was early. It was a bargain. Please listen to me. Here comes the cold water on the face. All right, please listen to me. There is a difference between spending and investing. If you have not implemented what you have learned in a course, you have not invested. You have spent. And to be really real about this, you have actually misspent precious capital, precious monies that you should have used either on possibly a coach or a consultant because you invested in this at the wrong time. The brutal truth, if this is you, is that there are certain times in your life that you don't need another course. It's the wrong time to invest in a course. You need a coach that will hold your feet to the fire and make you actually take action, right? Or maybe you're in a place in your business where you need actually to hire a consultant that will do the work for you that you thought you should do yourself, but you realize you probably shouldn't. And I'll talk about more of that in a minute. So do not invest in a course unless you plan to implement this within the next 30 days, and that course should lead to some sort of income, whether it's earned income or it saves you income because you learn how to, you know, do a certain thing or not. So here's just a few examples of the courses I've taken over the past couple of years. Number one, one of my favorite courses of all time is by AWAI, that stands for American Writers and Artists Incorporated. And it was a copywriting course. It's their basic copywriting course. I learned a ton from it. It wasn't even that expensive. You know what? I invested in that course. I'll share two more. A few months ago, the end of last year, I invested in Michael Hyatt's Best Year Ever goal setting course. This was the second year he offered the course. I did not join it the first year because it did not match my career criteria. I was not going to implement it within the next 30 days of joining that course because I was too busy at the time. So I passed the first year. I bought it last year. It was really helpful for me. The most recent course that I joined was Profit Lab by Amy Porterfield. So here we have three courses. Let me walk you through what each of them did for me because I want you to consider this when you invest in a course. Why did I invest in AWAI's copywriting course? Because I wanted to improve my copywriting skills and make income from it within the next month. This course cost, I think, about roughly $300. That was it. And I landed copywriting contracts, right after this course. The first one I landed right after I took the course paid me $700. I still remember exactly who it was for, exactly what I wrote. And it's still on that person's website. And within the rest of those first 30 days after I finished the course, I landed a couple more clients. So I made money right away on this skill. And also, this skill helped me save money so that I could do my own copywriting and I would never have to hire another copywriter unless I really wanted to as a consultant. I'll talk about that a little bit later, like I said. Why Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt? Why? Well, I wanted to improve my life planning and my goal setting. I wanted to make income by streamlining my life and teaching my clients how to do the same thing. If you think I just took that course for myself, you crazy, man. Whenever I learn something in a course, I teach it to my clients. So I view it, yes, as something that will benefit me directly, but also as a way of taking some of what I learn and sharing it with my clients and raising my value to them, right? So the ROI really on this kind of course was rather intangible because a goal setting course doesn't necessarily have a direct financial income that I can, I don't know, measure, but I definitely felt better. I definitely felt like the couple hundred bucks I spent on this course, I felt like $1 million after taking the course. So there you go. There was an investment and there was a return on that. Why Profit Lab by Amy Porterfield? I wanted to learn how to run basic Facebook ads to grow my email list and sell passive income products. This course cost $1,000 and I made $1,300 back within the first 2 weeks by implementing what I actually learned, and it continues to help me grow my email list. So think about this. The grand total for these three courses, let's say about $1,800. The return on this investment, I can confidently say, into the five figures. Easily. So there you go. Took these courses for a specific reason with a specific plan and intention to implement within the next 30 days. My friend, this is not bragging, okay? Please don't take this the wrong way. It's not bragging. You know what this is? It's a simple profit loss statement. It's a PL sheet, right? And if your PL, your profit loss sheet or ratio is upside down, then so is your spending. No matter how much you try to cloak it in, oh, Mike, I'm justified in buying this course because it's for personal development. No. We got to be real about this. Your profit loss sheet is upside down. Okay, we got to get a grip. If you choose to ignore what I'm saying right now, guess what? You're probably guilty of what a lot of larger companies and corporations do, which is just throw money at the problem. It is very possible for you to be a one-person operation, a personal brand that commits this cardinal sin of just business spending, just throwing money at the problem. The only difference is companies call it market research. And I know, because I was in marketing at the C-suite level, I know we would throw money at problems and we'd call it market research. But in the personal brand space here, we call it personal development. So curb the spending. Okay, I want you, if it's time for you to invest in a course, awesome. But I see so many people do this and they email me. You may have emailed me. You may have messaged me, but Mike, I took this course. I spent a lot of money on it. And I'm so disappointed. I didn't make a dime from it. And it may well be either because you didn't really plan to take action on it, or you may have invested in a course at a certain time in your business when you should have invested that money in a coach or in a consultant. So let's get in on that a little bit. When should you invest in a coach? Now, personally, again, you don't have to take this as gospel, but this is what I've done. I have approached hiring a coach in two ways. First, I hire a coach if I need short-term accountability for a specific purpose, like a big transition in my professional occupation or a big life event. Like, think about it. When you get married, a lot of people go through marriage counseling or pre-marriage counseling. Why do they do that? It's a form of coaching. It's getting mentorship. It's getting advice. It's having someone around you that can support you by easing you through the turn of the transition that you're going through in life. This has been very helpful for me in major life transitions, having a coach around me. Coaches help me see the next curve, right? Coaches work with me to help me gain perspective on when to power through a turn, like hit the gas, and when to take it gingerly, just like when you drive a car around a curvy road, right? You've never been there before. You need someone who can help guide you, okay? So I hire coaches when I'm in major transitions in my life. Secondly, I hire other types of coaches, or at least some sort of accountability or coaching programs or mastermind groups, like I mentioned a few episodes ago, for long-term sustained growth, long-term accountability. So right now, as I mentioned a few episodes ago, I get my support for this through a paid mastermind group with Ray Edwards, right? So the first type of coach is a specialist. I need that person for a short amount of time for a particular transition. And when I'm done, we're done. The second type of coaching is the coaching I need. And I would probably make this person akin to a general practitioner, right? Like, you know, general health doctor, okay? So here's the thing. I always have someone in my life to help keep me accountable in taking action. That is the big missing component in personal brand growth. I see a lot of people out there that spend this money. Okay, for me personally, I'd rather spend $1,800, just like I mentioned in the previous example, on courses and $10,000 on coaching rather than $10,000 on courses and $1,800 on coaching. Okay. Because I need someone. I need that accountability. I know I can learn things, but learning things is not action. Learning things do not move your brand up and to the right. They do not move the needle. You have to implement the action. So the issue is not learning. I know you're a learner. You're tuned into this podcast. You're growing. You're taking courses. The issue is taking the action. Okay. So if you're like, Mike, I just don't know why my business is not moving forward, and you're not perceiving kind of what I'm saying, that there's a time and a season when you should invest in a coach instead of a course, you're going to misdiagnose the issue in your business. You're going to misdiagnose the problem that's going on. Okay. So in times of transition, to sum it up, to be real simple, you need a coach, not a course. This is why I do certain courses, even though I call them courses, they're really coaching in disguise. This is why I do certain things this way. And I refuse, when it comes to a certain topic, to just send somebody a bunch of videos and PDFs. That does not work in seasons of transition. The pivot course that I mentioned over the last couple episodes on the podcast, which is going great. Okay, love it. We got a number of people in there right now. This is really coaching in disguise. I refuse to just pump out a bunch of videos and charge people for it. No, they need me live. My friends, my students, if you will, the people who are in this group, they need somebody, they need accountability just like I do to keep me moving through the turn. All right. Okay. Third thing, and I'm going to wrap up, and I know I sound kind of amped about this, but it's because I want to help you. I don't want you to waste money. I don't want you to be frustrated, and I don't want you to misspend precious capital, time, energy on things that you shouldn't be spending them on. Okay. So when should you invest in a consultant? Listen, I have professional coaching credentials. I can technically call myself a coach, and I use coaching techniques in my business. But at the heart of my business, I am a consultant. This means I do one of two things. Okay. And if you're a consultant, you need to understand this for your own business. For me, when people hire me, this is what I offer. Number one, I tell them what to do. Or number two, I do it for them. So when people hire me, they want either my advice. Number one, I tell them what to do. Or number two, my ability. I do it for them. Those are two very different things, and they command very different fees. And you should be aware of this when you are ready to invest in a consultant of any kind. But when it comes to advice, I tell my clients, listen, just listen to what I have to say and do it. I am their strategist. I am another set of eyes and ears. And if I can be just real honest with you, this is my mentality whenever I advise a client. I am right. I am right. Now, I know you're listening to me say that, and it may sound arrogant, but this is the mentality I must have, and I must give to my clients to give them the confidence they need to break through quitting points and implement change. We all know change is hard. So here's what I view this as. My clients, when they hire me as a consultant, they need to borrow my confidence, and I need to have enough confidence for the both of us. And that starts with me saying, I've thought this through. I can see this 3-5 years down the road. I am right. James, listen to me. Bob, listen to me. Sally, listen to me. Do what I say. that's really the first thing that I offer my clients as a consultant. The second thing, when it comes to ability, I do the work for them. I write their copy, or I might put together their website. I might ghostwrite their book, which I've done for a few of my clients. I create their marketing calendar or build their sales funnel. Or, lo and behold, I put together their Facebook ads because I just took a course on it and I know how to do it. And I do it for them. I shape their verbal and visual identity. And this frees them to do what they want to do, which is either create content or travel or build their network or, heck, like go parasailing in the Caribbean. It doesn't matter what they do. They have bought my time so they can buy back some of their time. Now, I myself, even though I'm a consultant, I've hired other consultants and contractors numerous times. And this is when I do it. This is really the key. Hire a consultant when time is short and the learning curve is big. I'm going to say that again. Hire a consultant when time is short and the learning curve is big. When it was time for me to convert a resource I had, a PDF book that I had, and I wanted to put it on Amazon, honestly, I did not spend even 1 minute trying to figure it out. I didn't even Google it. Okay, I knew this is something that I do not need to learn. The learning curve was too big and time was really short. So I went out, I hired a consultant. Her name is Rebecca Livermore. She did a great job for me. And, you know, I bought an additional hour of her time to pick her brain, to get advice on pricing and selling and what I should really do. And baby, you better believe I use that whole hour. I know there are some people that book an hourly call with me. It's called Borrow My Brain. If you ever want to do it, it's mikekim.com/borrow-my-brain. And I'm shocked. People show up sometimes to the call and they don't like know what to say, or we like run out of things to talk about. So then I stopped doing that and I made everybody fill out a questionnaire, which helps a lot. But whenever I have hired another consultant to pick their brain, you better believe I'm bringing like 97 questions with me. Like I feel like I'm talking to the Pope or something. I'm going to ask you every question under the sun that I've been staying up late dreaming about and like all these roadblocks I'm asking you everything. So I just pounded Rebecca with all these questions and she was amazing and I paid her to do the rest. Now, she took care of all this in like 1 week. That would have taken me over a month to do. And for me, that's a good return on investment. And yes, the product earned back more than I paid her. So in closing, you see these three things: course, coach, consultant. And the biggest mistake is not investing in any of these things, because all of them are good. The biggest mistake I see people make in their personal brand is investing in the wrong thing at the wrong time, or the right thing at the wrong time, or the wrong thing at the right time makes them all wrong, right? So I want to encourage you this week, sit down, slow down, do not hit the buy now button, and really consider, if I buy XYZ course, will I be able to implement this within 30 days? And will the result of that be income? If it is, go for it. Do not say, Mike, I bought this. I don't have time to dive into it like for another 4 months, but I'm going to buy it now anyway. And I promise I'll get back to it. No, you know what you're going to do? You're going to lose your login information like 27 times. You're going to have to hit, please resend my password like 27 times. And it's just going to sit there and it's going to be a waste of money. And then what happens is you're going to get very jaded and you're going to be upset with yourself. You're going to be upset with whoever created this course. And then you're going to say, wow, everyone's trying to rip me off. And it's all because you invested in the right thing, but it was the wrong time. Okay. If you're going through a major transition, consider hiring a coach. They will help you through a career transition, through a life transition, whatever it may be. That's the time to hire a coach, to get someone that you can actually talk, a real human being that you can actually talk to, not a bunch of videos in a course. And if you're a place at your business where you need to pump something out pretty quick, you know you've got like a sale coming soon, a product launch, whatever it is, and you don't have time to learn how to write copy, you don't have time to learn how to put together a landing page, that's when you need to outsource and hire a consultant, a contractor, call them whatever you want. That's when you need to contact that person to save you time, energy, and ultimately money. It'll save you money. Okay. So I hope this stuff helps. I hope this kind of overview really paints a picture strategically on when to utilize any one of these three terrific resources. I'm not saying throw all of them out. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just be strategic about it. All right, that's it for today's episode. Again, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings or any of this was real tough to swallow, but listen, I want to be real with you, okay? And I'm not perfect either. I've definitely misfired and mistimed some of these things, but what I shared with you today was from the School of Hard Knocks. I now approach courses, coaches, and consultants this way, and it has worked wonders because I'm crystal clear on why I am doing it. All right, if you haven't already, I would so appreciate it if you would consider leaving a rating or review of the show on iTunes if you have found it valuable. iTunes reviews are one of the best ways to help me get word out about the show. But here we are today. We're in the moment. Take action on this. And hey, maybe your action item for this week is not actually taking action, not signing up for that thing because you don't really need it right now. When I did the pivot course and interviewed every single person on the phone that's in this course, because it was not really a course, it's a coaching course, it's a coaching group, really. And we're going to talk about consulting, we're going to talk about marketing, but I knew this was like a sensitive time of transition for every person in the course. So follow my own advice and putting out products and services that follow this advice, you should consider doing the same. All right, I think next week I'm going to air this interview with Donald Kelly on sales. It was amazing. I'm still waiting for the green light on a few things to make sure that it works out with timing on certain things that we had talked about. So all that, if not, I'll be back next week with something brand new. But until then, brand you is in effect. Live your message, love your work, leave your mark in the world. I will see you soon on the very next episode of the show. Have a great week.